Philippians.
奉主的圣名，我们在这里继续来研讨腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
我们翻开腓立比书的第二章。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 12.
十二节。
Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
十二节，这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，作为你们得救的功夫。
So this morning we have shared with one another, work our own salvation with fear and trembling.
我今天早上有跟大家分享，我们要恐惧战惊的来面对我们的救恩。
And we know God is always ready to forgive us because He loves us very much.
因为我们知道神他要赐给我们救恩，因为他很爱我们。
But at the same time, we cannot take His love for granted.
但是相对的，我们不能把他给我们的爱当做理所当然。
In other words, we cannot go on sinning against God willfully.
换句话说，我们不能继续过我们带着罪的生活。
Knowing that He loves us so much.
因为知道他爱我们，我们相反的还一直在犯罪。
But rather we need to work our own salvation with fear and trembling.
但是我们应该要做的事情是要用恐惧和战惊的心情。
We know in the book of Proverbs, the fear is the beginning of knowledge.
我们知道在箴言提到说敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
And the fear of the Lord is cause a person to hate evil.
因为敬畏神让我们可以厌恶恶事。
And also the fear of the Lord is to prolong one's life.
因为敬畏神，所以我们可以延长我们生命。
And to fear the Lord is a strong confidence and is a fountain of life.
敬畏神就是我们生命的来源。
And to fear the Lord is for us to have the strength to depart from evil.
敬畏神就是能带给我们力量，让我们远离恶事。
And for those of us who fear the Lord, we will be satisfied and our life would be able to give us the strength to overcome the things of this world.
因为敬畏神，所以我们才有办法在生活上面有满足，然后来远离世界上的事情。
And last of all, to fear the Lord is mean is the way of riches, honor, and life.
而敬畏神是让我们能让我们生命更有更充沛更富足。
So this is what it means to fear the Lord.
所以这是敬畏神的道理。
But even though we have to work our own salvation, but we know that God always beside us, taking care of us.
虽然我们知道我们要自己面对我们得救，要下一些功夫，我们也知道神一直在旁边帮助我们。
Because He's a person that will guide us through this journey of life.
因为神他会在我们得救路上一路的扶持我们。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 13.
我们来看一下希伯来书。
The Hebrews chapter 13.
十三章。
Verse 20-21.
二十节和二十一节。
Verse 20.
二十节。
Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, verse 21.
二十一。
Make you complete in every good work to do His will, working in you what is well pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So we know our Lord Jesus Christ, He's not only the good shepherd.
我们知道神他不只是我们的好牧人。
Because a good shepherd, he will die for his sheep.
因为一个好牧人他会为他舍身。
But he also is a great shepherd. A great shepherd. Verse 20?
A great shepherd. 他是我们的好牧人。
Because a great shepherd, he will resurrect for his sheep.
他是我们的大牧人，因为他会让我们从死里复活。
Because of his resurrection, we have the hope that we can be able to overcome the life in this world.
因为他从死里复活，所以我们才会有盼望可以面对这个死亡的世界。
Because he will be the one that makes us complete in this life.
因为他是他有能力让我们能在这个世界上面得到完全。
Because the day that we are baptized, the day that he begins inside us to do his work.
因为当我们开始受洗的那一天，就是神的力量开始在我们身上做工。
And now as we journey to the end of our life, he also will be able to complete the work that is in him.
而在我们一路信仰的路程上面，他会伴随着我们，让我们来成全该做的事情。
So we know our Lord Jesus Christ is not only a good shepherd.
所以我们知道我们的主耶稣基督他不只是一个好牧人。
That is willing to die for a sheep.
他为我们舍己。
He also a great shepherd that resurrected for his sheep.
他更是大牧人, 因为他会, 带我们从死里复活。
And we know in 1 Peter, he also a chief shepherd.
我们知道在彼得前书这里又提到说他是他是
Chapter 5, he's a chief shepherd.
他是我们的牧羊人。
As a chief shepherd, he will come back for his sheep.
他是我们群羊的首领，所以他会带领我们。
And those who have done good will enter eternal life.
所以跟着他的旨意行的人，将来就会得到永生。
So that's why we know God is always with us.
所以我们知道神永远与我们同在。
In this life and also in the life to come.
不管是在今生的世上，还是在来生。
And we know that the reason we can have this power to overcome this world because of the spirit that He gave inside of us.
而我们知道我们有办法来面对世界上一切问题，是因为他赐给我们了圣灵。
And we know that spirit inside of us is much greater than the spirits in the world.
因为我们知道这个圣灵可以胜过世界上任何一个灵。
And the spirit that resurrected Jesus from the dead also will resurrect us on the end days.
同样的灵，他让耶稣从死里复活，他将来也会救我们从死里复活。
Listen to Ephesians chapter 3.
我们再翻回来以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16.
第三章第三节。
Verse 16.
第十六节，抱歉，十六节。
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through the spirit and in the man. Verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. So we can see in these two verses, this is the strength that we have through the Holy Spirit.
我们在这两节里面可以看到，这就是借由他的灵让我们心里有力量。
Earlier, Preacher Liang shared with us the inner man and also the outward man.
在前面的几堂课我们听到梁传道提到说我们有一个旧的自我和新的我。
The old man who live according to the fleshly desire.
旧的那个旧人已经在肉体里面死去。
And that old man we must kill.
那个旧人我们要让他致死。
We must be actively put it to death.
我们要把他致死，让旧人死亡。
Because if the old man cannot be killed, then we do not have the new man that's make an image of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为如果我们不能脱去这个旧人的话，我们就没有办法成为一个新的人。
Because for us to live in the new man, this is mean life afterward.
因为要做一个新人，就代表我们要开始活我们的永生。
And how can we put this the old man to death?
我们要用什么方法才能让这个旧人脱去旧人呢？
By be strengthened by the spirit that's inside of us.
要靠着神的灵。
The spirit is the spirit of the inner man.
这个神的灵就是神赐给我们的灵。
And we know the spirit is the spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道这个灵就是主耶稣的灵。
So that's why our life should be victory upon victory.
所以我们的生命应该是在得胜更得胜。
Of course, sometimes we will lose some battles in our life.
当然有的时候我们难免遇到一些困难，我们也许会丧失一些力量。
But make sure we don't lose too many battles and on the end we cannot win the war.
但是我们不能让一直输下去，然后将来我们会失去了我们该得到的东西。
Because every single one of us we have weaknesses, including myself.
因为我们每个人身上都难免有缺点。
Yeah, someday I win the battle.
也许有的时候我们可以得胜。
But someday I also lose the battle.
但有的时候我们会做错一些事情。
But whatever it is, we need to continually to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to strengthen us.
但不管在什么样的情况，我们都要继续求神的带领。
So that's why we should every single day try to strive for to be a better person. That is the inner man that's inside of us.
所以我们每一天都要过一个更新的生活，让我们的神的灵在我们身上做工。
So even though we work out this salvation by ourselves with fear and trembling, but we know God is always with us.
所以虽然我们是带着恐惧和战惊的心情来得救的功夫，但是我们要永远记得神一直跟我们同在。
And we have to realize whatever we are today because of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要随时提醒自己，我们之所以能在能得到现在的救恩，是因为主耶稣基督给我们的。
If we strong in our faith.
如果我们在信仰上面坚强。
We do not give ourselves credit.
我们不应该把这件事情当作是自己的力量。
But where the credit belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是靠神的主耶稣基督的力量。
Because for us, we can't do anything without Him.
因为如果没有主耶稣的帮助，我们什么事情都不能做。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们来看一下哥林多前书。
Verse 10.
哥林多前书的第十四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10.
十五章的第十节。哥林多前书十五章第十节。
But by the grace of God, I am what I am.And his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
哥林多前书十五章第十节，然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的，我比众圣徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
So the grace upon, that fell upon Paul.
所以这里保罗提到说，在他身上所得到的恩典。
We know this grace is from our Lord Jesus Christ.
而这个恩是来自神，来自主耶稣基督。
And he proclaimed it again and again that God's grace was not in vain that have found, fell upon him.
所以他一再的强调说，这个恩不是突然的。
Why? Because he labored more than anybody.
因为他比众圣徒更众使徒更劳苦。
But he said, "Not I, but the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ."
但他在这里特别强调说，不是我，而是神的恩典与我同
在。 So that's why we need to have this kind of mentality.
所以我们也要学习保罗有这样的心态。
Because the grace of God have fell upon every single one of us.
因为神的恩典在我们每一个人的身上。
So we must be able to realize this grace and labor for our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要体会他的恩典，然后再为神的神的功来劳苦。
Now yesterday, some of the youth were saying to me, "Hey, Rudy, this time, right now is the best to be a pastor, right?"
有一些青年跟我聊天说，现在这段时间是不是做传道最好的时候
？Because the job is very steady.、
Right? 因为他说这是最安全的工作。
And then one brother say, "I don't think that's that easy." Right.
然后另外一个人就说啊，我觉得不做传道没那么简单。
Of course, it's true. Actually, being a pastor is really wonderful.
当然做传道是一个很美好的祝福。
I can now picture myself doing anything else besides being a pastor.
我不能想象如果不是在做传道的工作的话。
Because even though sometimes we say we work hard, isn't that actually it's really nothing.
虽然有的时候做传道的工作非常辛苦，但是比较其他的祝福，这算不了什么。
Actually, my life is very wonderful.
因为我觉得我的生活非常美好。
It doesn't matter how far I travel.
不管我得旅行到多远的地方。
I always know that God will take care of my family.
我知道神永远会看顾我的家人。
But if you go on a business trip.
但如果我们一般的人，如果你需要为了工作的时候，工作的原因要旅行的话
，Do we really have the same feeling?
你会有同样的安心，觉得你的家人会被照顾吗
？Of course, if we have a relationship are good with God, of course we know that God will take care of family.
如果我们跟神的关系很亲密的话，那我们就觉得我们就有很好的信心，觉得神会照顾我们家人。
But being the workers of God,
但是作为神的工人
，Of course we need to do our part.
我们要做我们该做的本分。
But God's grace is always sufficient for every single one of us.
但除了自己做的本分以外，神的恩典大大的祝福。
Because the joy and peace is always upon our family and upon ourselves.
因为在我的家人和我身上，我常常感受到平安和喜乐。
So that's why in this life, whatever we do, we try to serve God as best as we can.
所以在这个世界上，我们不管多忙，不管做什么事情，我们要尽量竭尽的做主工。
Because there's nothing else in this world we can do that is worthy of our Lord Jesus Christ beside serving him.
因为在这个世界上做任何事情都没有比服侍主耶稣更重要。
And Paul is truly a person who understood this concept.
而保罗是一个亲身在做这一件服侍的工作最明显的例子。
He knows even though he has to work his salvation by himself.
他知道他要做这个得救的功夫。
But God is the one that carried him along the way.
虽然他自己要付出一些功夫，但是他知道神永远与他同在。
So God will do exactly the same thing for every single one of us.
神也同样会对我们做同样的事情。
He already died for us.
他已经为我们死。
He already resurrected for us.
他为我们从死里复活。
And he's in the heavenly kingdom preparing a place for us.
他在天国已经为我们准备了地方。
What else do we want?
我们还需要什么呢？
But what we were waiting for is he will come again to bring us to the place that he has prepared for us.
我们盼望我们等待的就是主的再来。来接我们回去。
Let's turn to back to Philippians chapter 3.
我们再翻回来腓立比书的第二章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第三章。
Chapter 3 verse 1, he says, "Finally, my brethren."
第三章的第一节。
You know, Paul, he always have a lot to say.
这里他讲到说，兄弟们，我还有话要说。我们知道保罗他常常还有很多事情想要讲。
Because in chapter 3 verse 1 it says, finally, this means he should be able to finish his epistle.
因为在第三章第一节他这里提到说，我还有话说，这看起来好像他快要讲完了。
And chapter 4 verse 8, then he say again, finally.
但在第四章第八节，我们又看到他这里说还有未尽的话。
You can see, actually, Paul, he always have many things to say. In his epistle, he always sometimes he say amen, right? Then,He writes something else, then he say amen again, right?
所以我们常常在保罗的书信里面看到他写了一段话，然后好像结束了说阿们，但是他接下来又有话要讲，然后再讲一次。
Because for sure the word of God was filled inside of him.
因为神的话充充满满的满在他的心里。
And he wanted to share this with every brethren that he encountered.
所以他想要拿出来跟所有他亲密的弟兄姐妹来。
Because in chapter 3 verse 2 say, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of mutilation.
第二节这里讲到说，应当防备犬类，防备作恶的，防备妄自行歌的。
Is this very harsh words?
这几句话是非常严重的话。
He said, beware of dogs.
这里提到说防备。
We know to the Jews, dogs are very unclean animals.
我们知道对犹太人来讲，狗是一个非常不干净的动物。
Not only that, he said, beware of evil workers.
然后接下来他提到说防备那些作恶的。
Beware of the mutilation.
防备妄自行割的。
But in verse 3, he said, for we are the circumcision who worship God in spirit.
在第三节这边说，因为我们是以我们是真的受割礼的，以神的灵敬拜。
So in verse 2 and verse 3, Paul is comparing with two different kinds of worshippers.
所以在第二节和第三节这边提到有两种人。
Who those who boast in their flesh.
一种人他们以靠他们肉体来夸耀。
But those who truly have the circumcision in the spirit.
和另外一种人，他们是真的受了割礼的。
Who truly boast only in the Lord Jesus Christ.
第二种人，他们只靠着耶稣基督来夸口。
And for those who worship God in spirit.
而那个真的以神的灵来敬拜的人
They will be able to rejoice in our Lord Jesus Christ.
他才真的能靠耶稣基督来得喜乐。
And they will not have confidence in their flesh.
他们不会靠他们肉体来
Because Paul said, I also can boast in my own flesh.
因为接下来讲保罗有特别讲说，如果要靠肉体的话，我也可以靠肉体。
We know that Paul is an amazing person.
我们知道保罗他是一个很特别的人。
So because of this, he has many things to boast about.
他身上有非常多的可以值得夸口的事情。
Because in verse 4, he said, though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else think he may be have confidence in the flesh, I more so, verse 5.
在第四节这边讲到说，其实我也可以靠肉体。如果别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着了。
Circumcised in the eighth day.
第五节。
Of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee.
第五节这里他提到说，我第八天就受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。就律法而言，我是法利赛人。
And then in verse 6,
在第六节
，concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning righteousness, which is the law, blameless.
就热心来讲，我是逼迫教会；就律法上的义来讲，我是无可指责的。
So we can see when it comes to his race, he can boast in his race.
所以我们可以看到，如果要以种族来讲的话，他是可以拿来夸口的。
Because the first thing is said that he is the Hebrews of Hebrews.
因为他这里提到说他是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
And he was circumcised on the eighth day.
而他是在第八天就受割礼。
And from the stock of Israel.
他是以色列族。
From the tribe of Benjamin.
便雅悯支派的。
And considered law, he's a Pharisee.
以律法上来讲，他是法利赛人。
What does it mean circumcised on the eighth day?
什么意思是第八天就受割礼呢
？So this means from birth he was a Jew.
代表说他出生就已经是希伯来人。
And not a proselyte.
犹太人，不是外邦人。
Not only that, it's from the stock of Israel.
而且他是从以色列族出来的。
And then from the tribe of Benjamin.
然后是便雅悯支派的人。
We know Benjamin, the only son that born of Jacob, that born in the Promised Land.
我们知道在便雅悯支派是唯一十二支派里面进到迦南地的在应许之地出生的。
And we know the first king is Saul. He came from the tribe of Benjamin.
我们知道以色列人的第一个王以扫王他就是便雅悯支派出来的人。
And we know the Benjamites they are mighty men.
我们知道便雅悯人是很强盛的人。
So that's why he said he's from the tribe of Benjamin.
所以他这里提到说他是便雅悯支派的人。
So he said Hebrew of Hebrews.
然后他是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
This means both of his parents are Jews.
所以他的双亲都是犹太人。
Of course, in a time, sometimes they have the Hellenists, right? There maybe one parent is Jews and one parent is Greek.
因为当时有很多是通婚的，所以有些人他也许不是两个双亲都是犹太人。
So true, he wanted both in his flesh.
所以如果以肉体上来讲，他是很值得夸口的。
He can do this.
他当然可以用靠肉体来夸口。
But for us in our church,
在我们教会里面
，we should all not boast in our flesh.
我们绝对不可以在肉体上面作为夸口。
Many of us are very educated.
也许我们之间有很多人有学问。
Maybe we can boast that we come from Taiwan.、Right?
也有些人会说我是从台湾来的。
Because Taiwanese people are sometimes they're very diligent, very smart.
因为从台湾来的人有的时候是很勤奋工作，然后他们也许很聪明。
Because I remember one time when I first came to Christ.
我记得我刚受洗的时候。
And that time my wife and I were in church during the Sabbath and we were watching the VHS tape.
我记得有一次我们在安息日聚会的时候，我们一起看一个讲道的袋子。
And one of the workers saying, "Wow, the Vietnamese people they are so lazy." Right?
然后那个讲道的人就说，就说越南人他们好懒惰。
Of course, when you say the Vietnamese people are so lazy, this means I'm Taiwanese, right? We're not lazy, right?
当他在讲这句话的时候，因为他自己是台湾人，所以他是觉得比较起台湾人，越南人很懒惰。
Because that time my wife and I were in shock.、Right?
然后当我们看到那个讲道的时候，我们两个非常非常惊讶。
But maybe say we as Asian people we are very diligent.
也许很多亚洲人我们都是很勤劳的。
And the Caucasian people they're not so diligent.
如果是白人的话，他们就很懒惰。
People know the whole world that America people are so lazy.
很多人都觉得美国人是最懒惰的。
All they want to come to church is 1 hour per week.
他们如果要来聚会的话，他们也许一个礼拜只愿意来
聚会一个小时。When they pray, they only pray for 5 minutes.
他们如果跪下来祷告，他们只想祷告5分钟。
This is boasting in our flesh.
当我们在讲这些话的时候，我们就已经是在靠肉体夸口。
Of course, maybe we have the right to boast.
也许我们真的有原因让我们觉得骄傲。
It's true, we are very diligent.
也许我们真的很勤劳。
It's true, we are not lazy.
也许我们真的一点都不懒散。
But there's nothing to boast when it comes to our flesh.
但是我们不能以我们肉体上任何原因来夸口。
But what we boast is the thing that's in the spirit.
我们要在灵里面来夸口。
We have the word of God.
我们有神的话。
The spirit of God.
我们有神的灵。
And these two things we should cry out loud to everybody who come to our church.
这两样东西是我们应该跟所有的人来夸耀的东西。
And then Paul also he said concerning the law a Pharisee.
而他接下来在第五节这边继续提到说，就律法而言，我是法利赛人。
And concerning zeal, persecuting the church.
以热心第六节以热心来讲，我是逼迫教会的。
And concerning righteousness, he was blameless.
就律法上的义来讲，我是无可指责的。
He will not boast in any of this.
但是他没有以他上面所讲的任何一点来夸口。
Because this boasting is only in the flesh.
因为这些所有夸口的东西都是借由肉体来夸口。
So the same thing for us.
同样的，我们也是一样。
Don't think we come to church 3-4 times a week that we are better than other people.
如果我们是常常来聚会的人，我们不应该用这个来当做夸耀的事情。
Because sometimes we think that being religious that means we come to church more often than other people.
如果我们的定义觉得自己比一般人属灵，是因为我们常常来教会的话。
But even we come to church every day, if the heart is not close to Jesus.We are not religious at all.
如果以这种观念来看，就算你每天来教会，心却不在神身上，那也是没有用的。
Because if you want to be religious, this means we must be spotless and blameless from the things of this world.
如果我们要在属灵上面是灵性高的人的话，我们要在神面前是无可指责的。
If we are religious, we must be able to help those who are in need.
如果我们要在属灵上面是属于灵性高的人的话，我们要有办法来帮助弱小的人。
And this is what the book of James share with us.
这就是在雅各书里面跟我们讲的。
The definition of being religious.
做一个属灵好的人应该要做
事。So that's why for us we have nothing to boast in our flesh.
所以在肉体上面我们没有什么好值得夸口的。
It's true we are the chosen people of God.
没错，我们是神的选民。
We are God's royal priesthood.
我们是神的国度。
We are His holy nation.
我们是他的国度。
We are His special people.
我们是他特别的选民。
We can boast in many things.
我们有很多原因让我们可以觉得夸耀。
But the only boast we want is in our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们唯一拿来夸口的东西就应该是我们主耶稣基督。
So we boast in our flesh in the things of this world.
如果我们用肉体用属于世界上面的来夸口的话，
This means we only keep our eyes on the things of this world and not the things that is above.
代表我们的眼界一直都只放在世上的东西而不是放在天上的东西。
It doesn't matter how good we are, how smart you are as a person.
如果是这样子的话，不管是我们是多有能力、多聪明的人，
There's always someone else better than we are.
我们永远会发现有比我们更有能力、更聪明的人。
But if we are righteous in front of God,
但如果我们是在神面前是属于有义的人，
And this what is most valuable to God.
这比什么东西更重要？
Let's turn the book of Job.
我们来看一下约伯记。
The book of Job.
我们来看一下约伯记
1,
第一章。
Job chapter one.
约伯记的第一章。
Job chapter one, verse one to verse three.
第一章的第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to verse 3.
第一节到第三节。
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and the man was blameless, upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. Verse 2.
第二节。
And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Verse 3.
第三节。
Also his possession was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the earth.You can see here, God, the Bible proclaimed that Job is the greatest person of the East.
我们在这里可以看到，圣经上面说到，约伯他这个人是在东方人中至大的。
Because at that time, his relationship with God was awesome.
因为在这里我们可以看到他跟神的关系非常的亲密。
Because he was blameless before God.
因为他是在神面前完全正直。
Before God.
他完全正直敬畏神。
He also feared God.
他敬畏神。
And he also shunned evil.
而他远离恶事。
But not only that, but his house also were full of blessing.
不止这样，他全家得到了很多的恩典。
Seven sons and three daughters.
他有七个儿子，三个女儿。
So this means in his life, the life at the altar is good, and the family life is also good.
所以我们可以看得出来，他的生命不管是在祭坛前面的生命，就是跟神之间的关系，或者是他自己的家里都非常的美好。
But look at in verse 3.
但我们看看第三节。
Also his possession was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large house, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East.
我们可以看到他这里提到说他的家产有非常多，有七千羊，有三千骆驼，500对牛，500母驴，所以他有非常多的财产。
So Job is a man who is complete in every aspect of his life.
在他的生活上面，似乎从任何一个角度来看都是非常丰盛的。
His relationship with God was wonderful.
他跟神的关系非常的亲密。
And then his relationship with his family was wonderful.
他有一个非常美好的家庭。
Then his career life is also wonderful.
他的事业，他的财产非常多。
Because God blessed him with everything because he's the one who's blameless, upright, shunned evil and feared God.
神赐给他非常多的东西，因为他是一个完全正直敬畏神、远离恶事的人。
But in the eyes of God,
但在神的眼中
，Why he is the greatest?
他为什么他是最大的呢
？If we read in verse 8, chapter 1, verse 8,
我们看一下第一章的第八节。
Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? That there are none like him on the earth, a blameless, upright man who fears God and shuns evil."
第八节，神问撒旦说：“你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事。
”So during that time, and verse 3 says, "He's no one like him on the east."
在第三节这里提到说，在东方人里面，约伯是最大的。
Of course, God, He can see you everywhere, and God said, "No one is like Him on the earth."
而在第八节，我们提到神，他看到的不只是东方，他是说，在这个地上没有人比他更。
And why is none like Him on the earth?
为什么世界上没有人比得上他呢
？Because He was blameless.
因为他是完全正直的。
Because He's upright.
因为他是正直的。
Because He feared God.
他敬畏神。
Because He shunned evil.
他远离恶事。
Not because He have good, His family was blessed. Not becauseHis career was blessed, but because of relationship with God.
并不是因为他有很多儿女，并不是因为他有一个完美的家庭，也不是因为他有很多财产。
And the same thing, Job chapter 2, verse 3.
我们再看一下第二章的第三节。
Then the Lord said to Satan,
神在问撒旦。
Have you considered my servant Job?
你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？
There is none like him on the earth.
世上没有人像他完全正直。
A blameless and upright man.
敬畏神，远离恶事。
One who feared God and shunned evil.
敬畏神，远离恶事。
So in the eyes of God, the reason Job was the greatest of the earth because his relationship with Him.
所以我们知道，在神的眼中，世上没有人比得上约伯，是因为他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
So that's why we should have no confidence in the flesh.
所以我们不应该在我们的肉体上面有任何夸耀的心态。
Because everything in the flesh one day will perish and one day will be destroyed.
因为任何属于世界的、属于肉体的东西，有一天都会毁灭。
But the relationship with God
只有跟神的关系
will last forever.
会永远长存。
So that's why Paul truly understands he's not going to boast in his flesh.
所以保罗他非常清楚这一点，所以他从来不靠他的肉体来夸口。
Because what happened we continually to boast in our flesh.
因为如果我们一直都以为我们肉体上面东西来夸口的话，
Let's go back to Philippians chapter 3.
我们再翻回来腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 17.
第三章的第十七节。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
Brethren, join in following my example and note those who so walk as you have us for a pattern. Verse 18.
18.
For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, verse 19.
19.
Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. So we continually to boast in our flesh, we will set our mind only on the earthly things.
所以在这三节我们可以看到，如果我们一直靠我们肉体上面来夸口的话，我们就是专门以世上的、地上的事为念。
And if we continue to do this, we become the enemy of the cross.
如果我们一直这样做的话，我们就是实际下的仇敌。
And if we become the enemy of the cross, and then we'll be on the end, we're just heading to destruction.
而我们如果是实际下的仇敌的话，那我们的结局就是沉沦。
Because if we only focus the things of this world,
因为这代表我们只以地上的事为念。
If in the church we can only to boast the things of this world,
如果在教会里面我们一天到晚只在世界上面的东西来夸口的话
，This means we only focus on ourselves and not God.
就代表我们只把重点放在我们自己身上，而不是放在神身上。
But those of us who are truly worship God in spirit,
但是如果我们真的是以神的灵在敬拜的人，
we will not boast in the flesh,
我们就不会用我们肉体来夸口。
Because we will boast in our Lord Jesus Christ,
因为我们只会由主耶稣基督来夸口。
And those of us who worship in the spirit,
而真的以神的灵在敬拜的人，
we can never be satisfied with the things of this world.
我们不可能以地上的事情为我们的重心。
We always want to strive to gain more and more of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要的是在竭力的追求主耶稣基督。
Let's read chapter 3 verse 12.
我们来看一下第三章的第十二节。
Chapter 3 verse 12.
十二节。
Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of the which Christ Jesus had also laid hold of me. Verse 13.
十三节。
Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Verse 14.
十四。
I press toward the goal for the prize of the outward call of God in Christ Jesus. Verse 15.
十五。
Therefore, let us, as many are mature, having this mind, and if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. So we can see here that Paul, he truly can focus on what he wanted in his life.
所以我们在这里可以看到保罗他非常清楚他自己要的东西是什么。
Because he himself knows that the things of this world is rubbish to him.
因为他知道世界上的东西比较起耶稣基督都是粪土。
So what he wants to strive to forward for is to closer and closer to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他竭力追求的是要跟耶稣基督更亲近。
That's why for him he said he have not already attained.
所以在十二节这里提到说我没有说我已经
得着了。Or he already perfected.
或是我已经是完全人。
But rather he hoping and waiting for the time that he will lay hold on what Jesus had put forth for him.
而是在努力追求或者可以得到基督耶稣要给他的。
And for him to do this, he must get rid of the things that behind him.
所以要得到这样子的话，他要忘记背后。
And reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
努力面前。
And this is the goal that our Lord Jesus Christ want him to attain.
而这也是神给他设的目标。
So the same thing for us.
同样的也是我们的。
Every single day we work 8 to 10 hours a day.
我们也许每天在工作上面要花8到10个小时。
For what? To gain things that perishable.
我们得到的东西是什么呢？是会毁坏的东西。
Why we do such foolish things?
我们为什么要做这么傻的事情？
Of course, you cannot be lazy.
当然，我们不能当一个很懒惰的人。
We have to work to make money to feed our family.
我们也许要工作才能支持我们家人。
But the things we should work hard the most is for the thing that does not perish.
但是我们真正要竭力追求的，却是应该不能毁坏的东西。
That is to attain our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是要得到耶稣基督。
We know everything in this world one day will be destroyed.
因为我们知道这世界上一切将来都会毁灭。
And why would we want to lose our Lord Jesus Christ for the things that is perishable?
比较起这些要毁灭的东西，我们为什么要放弃耶稣基督来得到这些会毁灭的东西呢？
But those of us who strive for the heavenly kingdom.
而我们竭力追求神国的人。
We understand that our citizenship is not in this world.
我们知道我们不是属于这个世界的。
But rather our citizenship is in the world to come.
我们是天国的子民。
That's why in chapter 3 verse 20.
所以在第三章的第二十节这里提到。
Chapter 3 verse 20.For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们却是天上国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
This is our strength.
这就是我们的力量。
And this is our power.
这也是我们得到力量的原因。
The hope that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们的盼望，因为我们的。
Yes, even though we live in this world.
因为我们盼望在主耶稣基督，虽然我们在这个世界上活着。
Our lives must be able to transform about the thing of this world.
但是我们生命要超越我们在世上可看到的东西。
So we can meet our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们将来才能见主耶稣基督。
You can see what our Lord Jesus Christ has put forth for every single one of us.
因为我们每一个人都应该要看清楚主耶稣基督给我们设的标杆。
And as we wait for Lord Jesus Christ to come back.
就是我们要等候基督，等候他从天上
降临。Because when he comes back, and then in verse 21, who will transform our lowly body that may conform to his glorious body.
因为当耶稣再临的时候，在二十一节这里提到说，让我们这卑贱的身体改变形状。
Oh, God loves us so much.
神是这么的爱我们。
Our bodies make out of dust.
我们的身体算什么呢？它只是尘土造成的。我们身体是可以毁灭的。我们身体随时可以毁灭。
But he willing to take this useless body that on the end day he will conform it to his glorious body.
但主再来的时候，他要把我们卑贱的身体改变，变成荣耀身体。
How wonderful this is.
这是多美好一件事。
This kind of hope should give us the strength and motivation to live a life according to God's will.
这样子的盼望带给我们力量，让我们愿意让我们能照着神的旨意行事。
Because many of us.
因为对我们很多人而言
yes, we must live in this world.
我们是活在这个世界上
but our eyes must be in the heavenly kingdom.
虽然我们活在这个世界上但我们眼睛要看天上的事情
Let's in the book of Matthew.
我们来看一下马太福音
Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音的第六章
Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章
Verse 19.
19节马太福音第六章十九节
Do not lay up for yourself treasure on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal verse 20
20
But lay up for yourself treasure in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal verse 21
21
For wherever your treasure is there your heart will be also So where is our heart right now?
我们的心在哪里呢
Just think about this
让我们想一想这个问题
Is our heartin the things of this world.
我们心是在世界上的地方吗?
If that's the case, we would store up treasure in the things of this world.
如果是这样的话,我们就在积财宝在地上。
And this treasure would be on earth.
而这个财宝在地上。
And the moth, the rust will destroy.
会有虫子来咬。
And will the thief break in and steal.
会朽坏,也会有贼来偷。
But we must lay up a treasure in heaven.
我们应该要把我们财宝积在天上。
Because in heaven, a treasure is being kept.By our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为在天上的财宝是主耶稣是放在主耶稣基督那边。
And by His power through our faith.
是借由他的力量经由我们的信心。
And this treasure, this inheritance is incorruptible.
而这样的财宝是不会朽坏的。
And it's undefiled.
也不会消失。
And never ever gonna fade away.
不会被偷走的。
So another way to be lay up a treasure in heaven.
所以我们要积财宝在天上。
It's a sure thing for every single one of us.
对我们每一个人是一个非常确定该做的事情。
But examine our hearts.
让我们想一下我们的心。
Where do we want to store up this treasure?
我们到底要把我们财宝放在哪里呢
？We will know.
问一下我们的心。
No one else will know. They just can look at us outwardly. No one can tell.
从外表别人没有办法看出来。
But each one of us, we know ourselves.
但是我们自己最知道我们自己的心。
What do we, you know, what do we count worth more than the Lord Jesus Christ?
我们自己可以检验自己是不是把世界的事看得比主耶稣基督
还重要。Because the eternal life is not easy.
因为在末世的生活不是那么容易。
Let's turn the book of Mark.
我们来看一下马可福音。
Mark chapter 10.
马可福音的第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
马可福音第十章。
Chapter 10 verse 17.
17节 马可福音第十章十七节
Now as he was going out on the road, one coming running kneeled before him and asked him, Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Verse 18.
18
So Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but one that is of God. So we know during this time a young rich ruler came to Lord Jesus Christ and asked him, what is the way to inherit eternal life?
我们在这里可以看到有一个少年财主，他来到耶稣面前来问说，要用什么方法才能承受永生呢？
Of course, this young man, when he saw Lord Jesus Christ,
当这个年轻人他看到主耶稣基督的时候，
Remember this young man, he's a ruler, and also he's a rich person.
我们知道这个年轻人他是个有钱人，然后他是一个有地位的人。
And Lord Jesus Christ only a son of carpenter.
主耶稣基督他只是一个木匠的儿子。
Maybe he's not even a carpenter himself. He's only a son of a carpenter.
他甚至不是木匠，他自己不是木匠，而他是木匠的儿子。
But this young man ran toward him.
但我们在这里看到这个年轻人，他是跑来。
And kneeled before him.
跪在耶稣的面前。
And the first thing he came out of his mouth, he said, "Good teacher."
他第一句话说的话是说良善的父亲。
They mean he praised God.
他赞美主耶稣。
So you can see this young man he truly had the desire to worship God.
所以我们在这里可以看到这个年轻人他真的有心要追求耶稣。
Then Sabbath, how many of us truly come and run to the church and be the first one here to worship God?
我们有多少人在安息日的时候要第一个冲进教会里面当第一个人呢？
And every morning we get up, we can't wait to pray and read the Bible.
有多少人我们一早起来第一件想要做的事情就是跪下来祷告。
How many of us are like this young man?
和读圣经呢，我们有多少人像这个年轻人做的事情？
Very few of us. And how many of us, the first thing come out of mouth is always to praise God.
有多少人第一句话开口就是来赞美神，可能很难找到。
But this young man said, good teacher.
但在这里我们看到这个年轻人他第一句话说出来的就是良善的父亲。在18节这里
Lord Jesus Christ said to him,
耶稣问他说你为什么称我良善呢？
Why do you call me good?
为什么称我为良善
呢？ No one is good but one that is God.
除了神以外没有人良善。
So in other words, if you call me good,
所以换一句话说，如果你说我是良善的，
you must know that I am God.
你一定已经知道我是神。
That's what Jesus is saying to him.
所以这是神对他回答。
Because no one is good except for one that is God.
因为除了神以外没有良善的。
Then Jesus said to him, you know the commandment.
然后接下来耶稣跟他讲说，诫命你是晓得的。
Do not commit adultery.
不可奸淫。
Do not murder.
不可杀人。
Do not steal.
不可偷盗。
Do not be a false witness.
不可做假见证。
Do not defraud.
不可亏欠人。
Honor your father and your mother.
当孝敬父母。
And this young man, he answers so confidently, teacher, all these things have kept from my youth.
二十节这里年轻人很勇敢的跟耶稣说，这些事我从小就遵守。
How many of us can say the same thing?
有多少人有这样的信心来回答？
Very few of us can say the same thing.
也许我们很多人没办法这样回答。
But the time Jesus told me this one thing that you lacked.
但是在二十节这里耶稣跟他讲说，你
Go your way and sell whatever you have and give it to the poor.
去变卖你所有的分给穷人。
And you will have treasure in heaven.
就会有财宝积在天上。
So this means if this young man want to have treasure in heaven, he must get rid of everything that he had as an old man.
所以耶稣回答他的是说，如果你要有财宝在天上，你就要变卖你现在在世上所有拥有的。
This means he need to live his new life.
所以他要脱去他的旧人，成为一个新人。
And only then they will have treasure in heaven.
如果他能做到这样的话，他就会在天上有财宝。对我们来讲也是一样。
Yes, we are young.
我们还算年轻。
We have a lot of opportunity ahead of us.
我们还有很多机会。
Many of us, we can become millionaires.
也许我们很多人将来都有机会变成有钱的人。但那不应该是我们生命的目标。
Our goal is to be rich in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们生命的目标应该是存财宝在天上。
And look at this young man.
我们来看一下这个年轻人。
Because when this young man heard this, and then he was sorrowful in his heart, and then he just went, he left.
二十二节提到说，当他听到这些话，脸色就变了，忧忧愁愁走了，因为他惨。
But Jesus still loved him.
但耶稣爱他。
Jesus still want him to come into eternal life.
耶稣要带领他得到永生。
But why did the time our Lord Jesus Christ did not say the first four commandments?
为什么耶稣在这里没有提到前四个诫命？
Because in verse 19, he's talking only about the second half of the commandment, is to love your neighbor, to love your fellow man.
因为在19节这里我们可以看到耶稣提的只是后面这几个诫命是要跟人相处的事情。
Why didn't Jesus say the first four commandments that is to put God first in his life?
为什么耶稣没有提到这前面四个诫命？这前面四个诫命是要强调把神放在最前面。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ knows.
因为耶稣基督知道。
That his God is his money.
这个年轻的富人。
His God is his possession.
他的神还是他的财富，还是他的财产。
So even though he's still Jesus' good teacher, I know that you are God, but he's not willing to sacrifice everything for him.
所以虽然他称耶稣为良善父子，虽然他知道耶稣是神，但是他还是没有要把自己的财产放弃来奉耶稣为唯一的神的心态。
For sure, many of us know that Jesus is the true and living God.
我们每一个人也许一样，我们都知道耶稣基督是我们的神。
His spirit lives in inside every single one of us.
神的灵在我们每一个人身上。
And we know this church is the true church of God.
我们也知道这个教会是唯一的真教会。
But that is not enough.
但这还是不够的。
We must get rid of our old self.
我们要脱去旧人。
We must kill and put to death our old man.
我们要把这个旧的人致死。
So we can have this new man inside of us.
我们才会有新的人在我们
里面。And this new man created in the image and likeness of God.
而这个新人是神以神的形象。
So do not boast in our flesh.
所以不要靠我们的肉体来夸口。
Everything we boast should be boast in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们能夸口的东西要在耶稣基督里面。
And only then that our life become more meaningful.
只有这样子，我们的生命才有意义。
For me, when I think about life nowadays.
对我来讲，现在我想到生命。
Of course, Hawaii is very beautiful.
当然，夏威夷是一个很美丽的地方。
When I go there, especially when the brother take me to play golf, it's very enjoyable, right?
所以当那边的弟兄邀请我一起去打高尔夫球的时候，我觉得那是一个非常美好的经验。
And the weather is always very beautiful.
因为那边的天气永远都很好。
Even if it rains, God paints two, three rainbows in the sky. This is so beautiful.
即使是下雨，我们也可以在天空中看到美丽的彩虹。
But when I'm in Hawaii.
但当我在夏威夷的时候
，Sometimes I feel the farthest from God.
有的时候，在夏威夷的时候，反而是这段时间反而让我觉得我离神
最远。Because in Hawaii, everybody is so liberal.
因为在夏威夷，每个人都这么的自由开放。
Everywhere you go, there's drugs.
不管你到哪里，都会遇到有毒品。
Everywhere you go, people are half naked.
很多时候会看到人半裸在路上。
So the best thing you do actually just stay in your room.
所以很多时候你不敢走在街上，你要回到你自己的房间。
Of course, you stay in room all day, you feel very lonely too.
但如果你一直留在自己的房间里，又会觉得很孤单。
But of course, in little Hawaii, outwardly is very beautiful.
虽然夏威夷看起来像是个天堂。
But inwardly, just like dead man's bone.
但是以属灵上面来看的话，他们都是一些
But for us, we should not be this way.
干涸的，我们不应该像那样。
Outward man will perish day by day.
我们的肉体，我们的旧人会一天随着一天毁坏。
But the inward man will be new day by day.
但是我们的心里要一天一天的更新。
And to conform to be like our Lord Jesus Christ.
一天一天的更像主耶稣基督。
And Paul is the person who truly transformed himself to be like this.
而保罗是我们最好的榜样，他就是这样子的改变的。
That's why he can write to the church in Philippians and encourage them.
所以他可以写这封书信给腓立比。